Welcome back, everyone, to Point of Sale, the retail supply chain show where we break down great retailers, the supply chains that move them, and of course, the data that they use to make decisions. I'm excited to be back here talking to you guys. I took a little personal break, well, like 2 days off, 3 days off, let's say, and had a lot of fun with some family, but excited to be back in studio with our Freightways family. And speaking of Freightways family, we are all going to be meeting at one place in Rogers, Arkansas here in about a month, actually. It's coming up so quick. On May 9th to May 10th, the Future of Supply Chain by Freightways will be presented in Rogers, Arkansas at the Rogers Convention Center. And we're going to have just the most amazing, not just the retailers, but the technologies behind them, investors within freight tech. Everyone from the industry will be there, and you got to be there as well. Everyone go to live.freightwaves.com. You can see all of our virtual events that we have coming up throughout April, including our Enterprise Fleet Summit, which is going to be next Wednesday. And one of my favorite on Earth Days is our Net Zero Carbon Summit. And then, of course, the Future of Supply Chain. You can register for that, get tickets for that. If you want to demo some of your own technology or you want to be a sponsor of the event, that is still available, again, at live.freightways.com. And we have some of our favorites that we've talked about at this show going to that show, including Walmart and their supply chain representatives, Gaddick, which I've met in person a few times. And they're just a really great company of individuals over there. And they're CEO and founder will actually be a keynote speaker at the event. Wayfair, who doesn't love Wayfair, just got a new comforter from them last week. One of our favorites that we talked about in one of the first few episodes of me taking over Point of Sale, the Front Door Collective, and Prologis Ventures, who actually we've talked about in the past because they're huge in real estate within warehousing and overall e-commerce supply chain as well. So like I said, if you're interested in meeting a lot of these individuals, learning everything about the industry, want to meet some of the Freightways experts and really grasp the heartbeat of the supply chain, you got to be there. Again, that's the Future of Supply Chain presented by Freightways at Rogers, Arkansas. And for everyone out there in sales as well, within that area, we have over 1,500 Walmart distributors or suppliers. So make sure you check that out. No matter if you're a carrier, shipper, logistics provider, you're going to want to be there. And then, of course, hopefully you guys are checking out my daily show now on Sirius XM, the Road Dog Trucking Channel, Channel 146. I'm there Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. prime time, drive time. That's where we got Freightwaves drive time from. And I bring on guests, not just experts from Freightwaves. A number of our communities and other podcast members come on the show on a weekly basis. But I also bring on a number of investors, supply chain technology providers, carriers, shippers, as guests as well. So if you're interested in hearing that content, you can check that out on your radio stations. Or if you're a serious customer, you can actually get the episodes on demand as well. And today, actually, and again, if you aren't going to check it out today, you can get it on demand. I'm going to be actually talking with a new technology that I just found really fascinating, because we've talked about these kind of missing spots within a supply chain, right? These areas where people just aren't sure where stock is. As a consumer, you go to buy something that's out of stock, maybe get put on a wish list, or you just decide to not buy the product because you just don't know when it's going to be available again. Well, a couple of just incredible teammates at FedEx. One is Mike Rood, the former VP of e-commerce at FedEx. He's now the CEO of this company. And Allie Hancock, the former e-commerce worldwide account manager at FedEx, now the president of this company. You can check them out here. they are actually going to be coming on the show to talk about this third way of looking at inventory. So, you know, a lot of times when we talk about inventory management, we talk about the fact that, you know, you want to try to gauge a good balance between basically enough stock to have available for consumers, but you don't want overstock where at some point you're going to have to sell it at a discounted rate. Something that, you know, I want to dive into more as we talk about inventory flows and demand falling like we're seeing now in the current market. Anyways, besides that, they've come up with this third option, which is called, which they have titled stock in motion. So what they thought while they're at FedEx and dealing with a number of e-commerce customers was, you know, they're seeing the stock in transit, right? They see it in the either the airplane cargo or they see it on the train or rail or truck. They know that stock is coming. So they always felt like they wanted their customers to be able to sell that stock. It's going to be available. It's going to be there for customers. But until it was at the fulfillment center, until it hit the shelves, they couldn't tell the customers, hey, this is available. So they've created a technological platform, really what will be an integration into any fulfillment type of system that allows a e-commerce provider, merchant, retailer to sell that stock that's in transit or in motion in this example. If you want to bring up for us that picture, you can see here what it'll show is when you go online, if that stock is out, it'll show you exactly on the map where it is, how long that transit will be. So you as a consumer can actually pick out, you know, hey, am I willing to wait a few more days to have this delivered? Maybe it's a longer period of time and you want to move on to a different product, but it'll give you that answer, right? And I think a lot of times as we increase our online shopping, our e-commerce capabilities, we continue to ask ourselves, you know, hey, if I don't know when it's going to be available, I'm just going to pass on it in general. This is just going to give all of retailers and merchants the ability to sell that stock, whether or not it's on their shelves and whether or not it's even at the fulfillment centers at that point in time. And think of all the delays that we've had over the past year. This is going to be something really powerful for them. They've worked on incredible technology behind FedEx's e-commerce platform. They're now Ridgeline Partners, Chicago Ventures, and the incredible Project 44 founder and CEO, Jet McCandles, who have all worked together to create this incredible software. So I'm really excited to see how they integrate it into fulfillment centers and really make this available for consumers. If you want to figure out, hey, when am I going to be able to see this on the platforms that I shop for, check out our show later tonight on SiriusXM. But enough about them. We have some incredible guests here today, and I really wanted to bring a guest on, two guests on actually, that show you the incredible experience you can get from really strong partnerships between distributors and the technology behind them. So we have first with us the president of Blackbird, which is actually acquired by Herbal, which is the largest cannabis distributor in California. The president of Blackbird and Herbal at this point is Tim Condor. He, like I said, their company was acquired in June of 2021. They had a strong direct-to-consumer software solution, and also they were a distributor in Nevada. So when Herbal did acquire them, they acquired that software solution and really planned on leveraging the company to create the most extensive supply chain platform in the industry. Also with us from Blue Yonder is Sheree Harry Heron. He's a corporate vice president of the company, and he helps strategize, execute, and integrate Blue Yonder's technology to help customers' overall operations. Thank you both for joining us today. I'm really excited to dive into your partnership and talk about the problems that we're solving.
Absolutely, Grace. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's start with Tim. So what are the biggest pain points? What makes the cannabis supply chain so inefficient and hard to control without the proper technology in place?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's really, I think, two major reasons. The first reason is it's incredibly new, right? In most markets, you know, the supply chain hasn't existed for more than 5 years, and in some even less. And so, you know, as we're essentially building a supply chain and utilizing a supply chain at the same time, right? And that's incredibly complex. Sort of the specific complexities with the supply chain, other than sort of being new, is the second reason, which is, you know, batch level inventory, a broad range of products, and perishable products, right? So those, you know, those three attributes also make the supply chain incredibly complex.
And I remember speaking with the CEO of Herbal, and the other parts of it too are just, you're moving an incredible expensive good a lot of times, right? So a lot of times it's not just about the safety of moving it, but and then you add all the SKUs as well that are involved with it, and it becomes, I think, way more intense. And it's so new to most supply chains that, you know, I think it's the perfect supply chain to start experimenting with technology to improve it in general. Sheree, like I said, cannabis is this new frontier. Why was it so important for your company to learn about the supply chain and start working with a company like Herbal to improve its overall operations?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, for those that don't know Blue Yonder as well, you know, we are a world leader in digital supply chain and omni-channel commerce fulfillment. And, you know, we work with over 3,000 customers globally. And one of the aspects about the consumer supply chain is there's always something new. And, you know, over the past 24 months or so, we've seen the world of commerce get upended significantly by consumer actions, right? We saw that massive run around, you know, direct-to-consumer e-commerce. And, you know, as we looked at what Herbal was trying to achieve, you know, with, you know, certainly, you know, regulated market and you know, so all the considerations that come with it, we thought, hey, we've got a track record of years of experience helping companies like Herbal bring net new capabilities, you know, to support the consumer and their actions and their requirements. So when we look at that in the context of supporting B2B and B2C providers achieve sustainable business results using data, right, which is the new oil, and also empowering, you know, decisions at the speed of light. You know, the decision velocity and decision precision are both equally important. And as we learned about what Herbal is trying to do in the market, it felt like our platform, we call it Luminate Commerce Platform, it could be a perfect vehicle to take the complexities of the business, but use data-driven approaches, use machine learning, use scenario planning, use, you know, new fulfillment capabilities, and really drive the value proposition Herbal was looking to do. So it really became a classic example of, you know, opportunity meeting preparation. And so we're very, very honored to be part of a groundbreaking body of work with Herbal today.
Yeah, it's I get excited for it because I think it's just, who doesn't love a new frontier? It's very hard to find that type of product these days, right? So I would just be incredibly excited to go into work every single day. As much as a supply chain nerd I am, that's what, and it's, of course, a great product, too, let's be honest. So for you, Tim, you guys reported that with working with Blue Yonder, you actually found a 20% reduction in operating expenses. Where exactly did that savings come from? And do you think there's still more reduction that could take place as you continue to work with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a 20% reduction in operating expenses, I think a 15-ish percent sort of net gain in efficiency, right? So the savings comes from headcount reduction and reallocation. And the efficiency comes from just less time as it relates to fulfillment and also less mistakes that then cut down on the requirement to sort of address those mistakes, right, from a reship, repack standpoint. So, you know, we found early on that that technology was going to be a driving force for our business, right, and for our customers and clients. And so being able to leverage existing off-the-shelf softwares like Blue Yonder that are best in class, but bringing to our domain expertise in cannabis was really the sort of perfect partnership as Sheree described. And those were just the initial sort of savings and efficiencies that we were able to capture. We definitely anticipate that through sort of continuous learning that we will, you know, that we'll be able to both save more and become more efficient as it relates to our fulfillment and supply chain needs.
Awesome. Sheree, any follow-up to that? Anything that Blue Yonder has learned from working with Herbal as well and improvements in your processes?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, what Tim said is of profound importance here. He talked about the blending of the business model that Herbal is driving with a capability platform that can allow them to scale and go the direction they want to go and you know, expand into, you know, new markets, right? So when we think of a business model like Herbal's, you know, at a high level, we look at, you know, what are the imperatives for the business, right? Certainly service, right, as measured by the customer. And then you connect that service with, you know, being able to deliver on time in full, and therefore you improve your chances of grabbing more revenue and therefore margin on that revenue. But at the same time, you know, supply chains, you know, are the common denominator and the differentiator for companies now. So when you start to look at that service paradigm and marry it up with how do I therefore create the best demand prediction, which can allow predictive inventory placement in the network? You know, Tim talked about not having to, you know, touch things multiple times. So if we're able to predict demand and then place inventory at the right place, then what you do is you start to impact the need for constant rebalancing of the network, you reduce the cost to serve. What you also then do is you're able to optimize that inventory across the network, right? So now you're releasing cash flow, working capital-wise, back into the business so you can do more productive things, right? And then what the most interesting thing about this for Blue Yonder, working with Herbal, is the fact that we're driving integrated planning and execution. This just isn't predicting demand and placing inventory. On the other side, as orders drop from customers, being able to interrogate them real time and then be able to drive that customer fulfillment, you know, that's where the opportunity is to get product when and where and how the customer wants it. So when you bring all that together, we feel super excited about, you know, the opportunity that continues to be in front of us together.
Yeah, and we're talking about a number of products that definitely relies on being available when a customer wants it, right? And I think even more so different types of products and experimenting and everything like that. So that's really incredible to see. Sheree, for you, and I always find this interesting. I always dive into the implementation process. And for you guys, you talked about a 4-month go live timeline, which is incredible to hear. How do you pull something like that off? Is that partly to do with Herbal as well, or as a partner, and how do you expect to move forward with Luminate with that type of timeline?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it always starts with a customer that we work with having clarity on what they're trying to achieve. So with Herbal, the outcomes that they were intending to get to were very clear. And so when you have that clarity of the business requirements, then it makes it a lot easier to propose a prescriptive approach to get to that outcome. And what we've done from a Blue Yonder perspective is over the years, we've amassed significant assets that drive time to value implementations because we have pre-configurations. We have workflows based on persona. So whether you're a demand planner, an inventory specialist, or somebody, you know, operating the warehouse, what we've done is we've imagined and created pre-configurations for these services that, and the day and week and month in a life, the ways of working for these personas. And so when we understand the requirements, we're able to prescribe off a library of capabilities. This is how we're going to, you know, come together and deliver the business outcome. The next thing is data, right? As you said, this is the day and age where, you know, how you interrogate data and make decisions with it is what's going to separate winners and losers. And with Herbal, what we found is their ability to connect us with the sources of data, and for us on a platform, be able to have APIs that can ingest them and propagate them for the decision support, and then drive the output back into the ERP systems where they can go be executed. That, you know, virtuous cycle of you know, process and data, and ultimately creating, you know, the efficiencies that Herbal sought by creating very, you know, specific workflows that, you know, as they optimize their teams, being able to, you know, have somebody train, enable, and start to get to work within hours and days, not months. You know, that was really the combination why we were able to deliver, you know, a 12 to 16 week implementation enablement and actual use of the solution. And now we're going to, you know, go to the next stage and the further stages and really up the game for Herbal.
I appreciate that transparency. I always, whenever I hear of issues with implementation of new technologies, I always kind of look at the person asking for the technology, because a lot of times it does have to do with what exactly you want from it. And just because you have a problem doesn't mean that if you slap, you know, that meme where he just like slaps the plaster on the water. It's like, you can't just do that when it comes to technology in this industry. So I'm glad that the partnership is really working out. And for you, Tim, what should we expect to see from Herbal and Blackbird and just your fulfillment technology throughout the rest of this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great question and something we're really excited about, and sort of speaks to the opportunity that exists in cannabis, specifically related to the supply chain. I mean, it's going to be all about expansion, right? As you mentioned, today Herbal is the largest distributor in California and Nevada post the Blackbird acquisition, but our goals are national, right? And so we implemented Blue Yonder in anticipation of that type of scale. And now we need to go out and execute on that scale. And I'm sure with scale come other, you know, other issues that we'll address as a team, you know, collaboratively, both us sort of in accordance with Blue Yonder. And you mentioned it, and I would sort of just second it, is this is a partnership. And not only implementation, but then expansion after implementation really comes down to the strength of the partnership, our ability to problem solve together. And so that's what's on the horizon for us. In cannabis, the supply chain is incredibly fragmented because, you know, it's still, cannabis is still a federally controlled substance. And so as we expand into new markets, there's a whole new set of problems to solve from a supply chain perspective. The supply chains do not work the same from one market to the next. So as we build sort of a national distribution platform, those are sort of things that we're taking into consideration as we prepare for scale. So it's really exciting time for us, really exciting time for the industry, and we couldn't be more grateful to have a partner like Blue Yonder to help us execute on our mission and vision as it relates to our specific supply chain.
Well, hopefully we can do a follow-up a year from now and see what else we've improved, right? Real quick, I want to play a quick game with you. We have a few minutes left of the show. Just one question. It's a game I like to call What Type of Consumer Are You? Where we look at kind of the trends that have changed the consumer in the last couple of years. Yeah. So the question I pose to both of you, we'll start with Tim. Do you buy your groceries online, or do you now go to the do you still go to the store to buy your groceries?
So I love that question. And we talk about it all the time at Herbal and Blackbird. We're about giving the consumer access to cannabis, right? And we focus on the supply chain as a means to do that. And we always say, meet the consumer where they want to make a purchase, because at least for me, I'm not someone who does something the same every time as it relates to consumer behavior. Depends on, am I close to the store? Am I driving past it? I'll run in, right? Or am I at home? Do I need something at a specific time? So Grace, I do both. I shop online. I shop in person, totally contingent on my mood and, you know, some other factors.
Love that. Sheree, how about you? Where are you buying them, through an app, or are you going to the store still?
You know, all of the above. And you know, we have a couple of teenagers at home and who you know, just want to shop from the comfort of their couch. And you know, often they'll say, hey, Dad, I placed an order. When you go buy the grocery, can you also pick up, you know, this thing I ordered? So, you know, we're seeing that convergence of the consumer experience. And really, you know, being a technology company that is powering, you know, digital commerce, these kind of use cases are what Blue Yonder excels in. And being able to create a single view of the provider to the consumer, and therefore be able to understand their preferences, their choices, options. And no matter where you are, you know, I'm in Dallas, Texas today. And as soon as I open my favorite, you know, food app, it asks me, do you want to repeat last time's order? Right. And really, that's where technology is going. And you know, the supply chains have to now keep up with, you know, all the things you and I do, you know, as consumers. It's just an incredible time to be, you know, in this industry. And, you know, we're also privileged to have a set of ecosystem partners, from technology partners to, you know, implementation partners that supported the Herbal implementation that we also, you know, give out a big shout out to, because without that scale of implementation partners who can take the technology and you know, democratize it, you know, we wouldn't be able to grow as fast as we do today. So thank you, partners.
I love that. So your corporate VP, great dad and gig worker for them when it comes to going to the stores. All around good stuff. Thank you both. And for everyone listening or watching this episode, you can go to freightwaves.com and check out the article that I wrote about their partnership as well. Both of you have a great rest of your day. And to the rest of our audience, make sure that you guys go to live.freightwaves.com. Make sure you're signed up and registered for all of our upcoming events. And then sign up for our newsletter. Go to www.freightwaves.com/subscribe and subscribe not just to Point of Sale, Check Call, Loaded and Rolling, all of our different community newsletters. I'm sure you'll love the content. Until then, I will talk to you next week. I'm gonna go get some more.